It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We've kept you busy for about an hour and a half. We talked about the 2001 Big Ten Championship football team. They had their 10-year, what would you call that, reunion, I guess, right? That's what you call that. And you were out there to talk to those guys. We talked about that in the first hour. Then this hour, we've just had Tony Johnston on, head of the Exploratory Committee for bringing minor league baseball to the Champaign-Urbana area. And we want to know what your thoughts are on this 359-CALL. That's 359-2255. Is this something that you think would work? Is this something that you would take your family to? I mean, Jeremy, I'm probably the perfect target audience for this committee. I mean, I've got an 11-year-old son that plays travel baseball. I've got a 4-year-old son that loves baseball. And, you know, we're always kind of looking for activities to do, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And not that we have a lot of time to do it, it seems like. That's part of the problem, I guess. But but when you do have a day off or you have a night off, I mean, I think it would be awesome to take my boys and go watch a baseball. I would love it.
Yeah, what do you think? You can also email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com.
And I think one of the big things, we got to look at this. Yeah, I mean, I love the idea.
No,
I'm a sports fan. Chris Patton Facebooked me and said, I love this idea.
Yes.
I just don't think right now is the time to do it. I mean, there's a lot of people struggling now. I mean, the states, the county, I mean, everybody, funds are getting pinched. That's why when he says privately funded, I think that's big. You need a corporate sponsor to kind of take over this thing, whether it's Carl, Jimmy John's, something like that, where you can get privately funded, where they can have their name up, they can have all these sponsorship rights, and get that going. Because right now, it's hard to say, you know, we need this when we're struggling with school and things like that. But at the same time, if you can find those funds, I think this would really help the city. And I think getting beer at the game is huge.
I think it would be, too.
Because, I mean, a guy like you and me, I mean, what's really going to draw us out there on a Tuesday night? You know, when we can go with some of our friends, have a few beers, have a good time watching some baseball, whether it's minor league or independent league, I don't know if it's that big of a deal. But if you can have entertainment outside of baseball there and beer and have it done well, I think that'd be a huge boon.
Well, and the other thing you think about, too, is not only the funding of is it there to fund this with everything going on, but also just yourself. I mean, you know, do I have the extra $20 to $30 a night to go attend a minor league game when I'm paying for everything else? You know, that's the other thing to think about. But I do think it would be great. It's good entertainment. And I think, you know, the fans of the Peoria Chiefs or the normal Corn Belters, I mean, I think they do get behind it and they have fun. And, you know, you and I even talked about that the other day. The Peoria Chiefs had that great thing that they did that night with the promotion on the LeBron James ring. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's just fun stuff. It's a fun activity. It's a family activity that you can get behind. So we're asking you, what do you think? 359-2255. Let's go to Dan in Champaign. Dan, what do you think of minor league baseball maybe coming to Champaign-Urbana?
Well, Jeremy, welcome back.
Thank you, Dan. Did you miss me?
A little bit.
It was
a nice relaxed show last week.
Right.
I think you had a lot of good callers come in last week, though, too.
Yes, we did. And listen, I even asked early in the week. I'm like, look, I need some help. Jeremy's not here to push me through this. So you guys responded, and that's what I like about you guys, Dan.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, whenever I'd go up to the suburbs to visit the grandparents, we'd go to the Kane County Cougars games.
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean, you bring that to the Champaign area, you have so many people that love baseball. You got the Cubs and Cards, huge baseball fans down here. And you got everyone that plays softball. So they go out on a night where they don't have a softball game, they'd be more than happy to come out and watch a minor league game or an independent game. But I think it'd be a lot of fun, and it'd actually bring probably a lot of revenue into Champaign County with all the other small towns that just lie outside our county.
When you think about it, I thought about it. It put construction people to work.
Sure.
It put a lot of other people to work. I mean, it created its own jobs. But at the same time, Dan, as a fan, what would keep you away from supporting this team? What would keep you away from going to games?
What would keep me away is probably the ticket price. They got to be very careful on how they run their ticket pricing for that, personally. I think that might be one of the biggest issues that comes about with adding a team.
You know, and I know, Dan, like, for instance, I'm a member of the Rotary Group in Villa Grove, and I know that the normal Corn Belters have gotten a hold of us as a Rotary organization and said, hey, we're going to have a Rotary night. So we're going to have all the Rotaries from, an hour and a half to 2 hour radius comes.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I mean, you can get behind on stuff like that, and you can have, you know, Rotary Night at the ballpark, or, you know.
At the same time, you've got such a large, large group of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts in the area. They do maybe two or three of those throughout the course of a season. You're going to have a lot of people there.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And I think you'll find, you know, I've been to a few minor league games, maybe at the higher level, like AAA in Memphis, et cetera. Even those tickets, though, are pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's probably what would be Tony's plan. So, well, Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
All right, that is Dan from Champaign, one of our loyal listeners. We always appreciate him. What do you think of minor league baseball? Can it come to Champaign-Urbana? Can it work?
And one of my questions for you, too, Would it matter? Would it matter if it was minor league affiliate like in Peoria? I mean, they're a Cubs single A affiliate, so you can see that you have the chance to go see a Cubs future player there. Or if it's an independent league, most of those guys you're probably not going to see.
Right.
Some of them move their way up, get signed by some major league ball clubs. But does it matter to you whether it's a minor league affiliate or an independent? 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255.
Let's take a break. We're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
The chance for the first scowl of the day from Jeremy. He's rolling with it today. You can tell he's all in a good mood. He's tanned. He's happy. Did you have a Mai Tai?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to try those things.
Pina coladas were my drink of choice. But they also had a bunch of other stuff. Like there was a bite of the iguana.
That's a drink?
Yeah, that was my...
Were there little iguanas running around everywhere?
Yes, okay. Everywhere.
Did you catch one?
And all of them weren't very little.
They were big.
There were ones that were about 4 feet long.
You're kidding me.
Oh, no.
Oh, do they bother you? Or
no, they just
they're
sit
scared
there.
Of you?
No, they just sit there in suntan.
Oh.
You know, they just like to bake.
It's like a permanent vacation for an iguana.
Exactly.
So if you come back to life, you want to come back as an iguana because you'll sit on a beach in Mexico just tanning.
Yeah, but I don't know how cool that is.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably gets boring.
They have to do that to live, so... Because they're cold-blooded. That's your science update of the day.
So listen, you know, it's not all about alcohol, but we do talk once in a while about it. So you're on an all-inclusive, so it's all you can drink and eat and all that kind of stuff. You didn't just go down the menu with the drinks and say, well, let me try this blue thing.
Actually, somebody actually got a blue drink. And
there
I said,
you go.
What is that?
And he said, I don't know. I'm just going to try it.
He said whatever the name was. It was like a pina colada with something else. And I'm like, I'll take one of those.
Nice.
I'll take the blue drink.
Well, I would say, okay, look, I'm a beer guy.
Oh, yes.
It's obvious.
See, but all they had was Corona.
Oh.
And I'm not a big Corona fan. It's just, if you have to put a lime in the Corona in a beer.
I can drink Corona, but I'm not
it's
a...
It's fine. It's
every
okay.
Every once in a while, right.
But, and then they have Bud Light, but I'm like, I don't come to Mexico for Bud Light.
Whoa, why not?
I can have a Bud Light anytime.
Right.
They didn't have Dos Equis. That's my Mexican beer
that's
of choice.
That's what my wife likes.
But they did have Pacifico and some others.
Okay.
So,
Red Stripe?
No, well, that's Jamaica.
Yeah, that's Jamaica Mott. Well, so yeah,
that's
but
Andrew
I,
Riley's beer I, of choice. If,
oh,
he, ever,
yeah,
if he ever drinks beer, I don't know.
I doubt when you're that thin,
right?
Yeah, no, you don't. All right, so we're talking minor league baseball. We're asking for your help. 359-2255. What do you think of minor league baseball coming to Champaign? It's not a done deal, obviously. It's in the exploratory stages.
Oh, it's far from done. I mean, they have to figure out funds. They have to figure out if they can put a stadium where they want it, which is on I-74. Which you think that's a good spot for it?
Yeah, because I mean. Well, it'd be great for what? Mahomet, Tuscola, you know.
I think that's key. When you have a minor league team at Illinois Field, obviously if you live in Philo or something like that, that's not hard to get to.
No.
But if you live in Mahomet or you live over in St. Joe or you live in Rantoul, that's a long drive.
Yep.
I mean, when you're driving through campus, you're driving through Champaign, that's tough. If you put it on I-74, I mean, you're getting people there in 10, 15 minutes. Also, you're driving by that every day.
Yep, that's true.
People drive by that every day. You're highly visible, so people going through to Peoria say, hey, there's a baseball stadium there. Maybe next time I'm in town, I'll go there.
Good point.
And plus, if they could do, you know, Tony Johnson, who's the head of the exploratory committee, was talking about how you could go from downtown to the stadium. Mm-hmm. If they had, like, a bus or something doing that.
That'd be awesome.
I imagine they do pretty well if they can do, but again, it's all about the funding. How do they fund that?
Sure, and of course, you can't take advantage. I mean, this is truly a Champaign-Urbana and community and area thing. This isn't a student thing. Right. I mean, because the students, for the most part, will be gone.
Though you do have a lot of students that stay here during the summer, and what's there to do?
Correct.
I mean, yes, you can go to Cam's every other night, but why not go to a baseball game and have a few beers there?
Or Murphy's, which is my preference. And you know, it's one of those deals where you could even have, I mean, those are job opportunities too for students, you know, to go out. So I think there's a lot of stuff that could be very helpful with that. Let's go to the phones. 359-2255. Would you support a minor league baseball team if it came to the Champaign-Urbana area? Let's try Alan in Tuscola. Alan, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Lon. This is Alan Shoemaker. How's it going?
Well, I'm doing great. A fellow Rotarian.
Yeah. So I told you I'd call you one of these days.
I love
it. I'm out on my evening walk right now, so if I all of a sudden stop talking, you'll know why.
You just got winded. We'll give you a minute. Take a water break.
I just thought I'd call and tell you that I really hope that the exploratory committee finds this a real positive thing. I think it'll be great for the community. Champaign offers a lot already that they can bolt right onto something like this, and I just think it'd be great for the kids and the older folks alike.
Well, and Alan, I mean, this is kind of a difficult task. I'm putting you in charge of Tuscola in itself, but do you see a town like Tuscola? I mean, do you see people driving up the interstate to support that?
Actually, I do, because Tuscola is a big town.
Mm-hmm.
with a big in baseball. There's a lot of baseball fever.
Sure.
They start them out young here. My grandkids are in T-ball, and the park's packed every night. So I think you can get the support, from the smaller towns. But, you know, the other thing I liked hearing about was the fact that there's other things you can do, too. You know, you can have the concerts.
Yep.
And a stadium like that might be able to be rented out by corporations for their company picnic, things like that. You know, I just see a lot of opportunity there.
That's a great point, Alan. I think that's what that committee is hoping to get thumbs up, and it sounds like you're a thumbs up.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely thumbs up.
All right,
and,
Alan.
So take care. Good job on the show, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks, we appreciate the call. That is Alan Shoemaker from Tuscola. How about that? Now let's go to Errol in Urbana. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How we doing?
Or today. Let's call it today. We don't want to say tonight yet, do we?
All right. This afternoon.
Oh, there you go. Late this afternoon. What do you think? Is it a good idea bringing minor league baseball?
Build it. Build it now.
Yeah.
Build it fast. Get it done. Let's go. I'm all about it.
I like that. I mean, so that's something you don't have a problem. You don't think you'd have a problem going out a couple times, maybe even once a week, a couple times a week, and having fun there?
Once a week, no question about it. Absolutely.
So, Errol, what about, would you be willing to take a little tax-like increase to do something like that? Would you mind paying for this a little bit?
You know what? When it comes to tax increases, you don't really get a choice in that matter. I mean, they're going to go up. They're going to go up. I know Urbana just rose my property taxes this year. I think it was around $74, $75 a year. They could build a pool at Lincoln, or not Lincoln Square, at over there at Crystal Lake Park.
Sure,
they're going to build a new pool there. So, you know, I'm allergic to chlorine. I can't get in a swimming pool, but I'm paying $75 a year more for a pool.
Right.
So, I mean, I get nothing out of that pool. Build a baseball stadium, that's going to be something, a lot more. It's going to generate revenue. It's going to create jobs. It's going to be quality entertainment, you know, family entertainment, too. Build it. Get it done.
Now, Errol, let me ask you another question. I mean, is it something that would you need it to be kind of an affiliated team? Would you need it to be a Class A team of the Cubs or the Cardinals or something like that to get behind this team? Or could it be anybody and you just enjoy just the fact that it's baseball?
Well, if it's the Yankees affiliate, it kind of hurt things a little bit, but I'd probably still go watch them. and just baseball in general. I mean, yeah, build it.
Awesome. Errol, thanks, buddy.
All right.
That is another thumbs up. So we've had three thumbs up so far.
Yeah, what do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down to minor league baseball in Champaign-Urbana? 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. I still think that's another one bites the dust.
Hip.
Huh. Yep. The hip.
Hip.
Okay. All right. Gosh, I thought it was the other one. Hey, this hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. Would you support a minor league team? That's what we're asking.
359-2255, 217-359-2255. You don't know the lyrics to any song, which
I
found funny. But
I really don't.
Let's get to Josh in Tuscola. How you doing today, Josh?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Honestly, it makes me pumped up just thinking about it.
That's awesome, because I'm the same way, Josh. I have never in my life thought about a minor league baseball park around here. But when this was kind of brought up, I thought, why not? That'd be awesome.
I know. I read it in the paper. I mean, I'm ready. I think that would be awesome. Like I said, I live in Tuscola, and I would for sure be, I mean, I would just, I'd bring the family up as often as I could.
I think it's simple, and even if you have daughters, sons, et cetera, they do so much of a family atmosphere at minor league baseball that it would be simple to go enjoy a night.
Not only that, but I'm sure you guys remember my call a couple weeks ago about the penny pitchers. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Already. Hey, listen, Josh is going to be the entertainment director for the new Champaign-Urbana team.
I mean, even in all honesty, I mean, I wouldn't even care if it was affiliated with a team or even like the wooden bat leagues. Sure, right. I mean, just baseball in general would just be a blast.
But I mean, you joke about penny pitchers, but at the same time, having beer would be a draw, especially for a guy like me, Josh. I imagine you're the same way. But, I mean, having beer at that game would be huge, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even like the first caller said of the day, just a beer and a brat. I mean, that's just the old tradition, you know?
That's baseball to a T. Josh, thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys. Like the show.
All right. Thanks, I appreciate it. That is Josh in Tuscola. Let's go to David in Villa Grove. David, how you doing today?
All right, Lon, this is Dave Schaefer. You know, after I got out of fast pitch softball, me and Frank Thomas would walk down to support you guys down at Henson Park.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can watch us, you'd sure as heck like to watch minor league baseball.
You know, and we'd tailgate, too.
Absolutely.
We weren't supposed to, but anyway, you know, I'm a big Cub fan, so, you know, we ought to move our minor league team out of Chicago down here and put a real team up there and
Just move the current Cubs down here for the minor league affiliate.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I'm with you, Dave.
We got basically a minor league team playing anyway.
I looked at Jeremy. He was sitting there in his head going.
Took me a second. I'm like, what? Oh, okay. Nice shot, Dave.
Well, David, is this something, I mean, you know, I went to school at Villa Grove. Is this something you think the community would grasp hold of and support?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, you know how big, you know, well, fast pitch softball is in Villa Grove and Little League baseball.
Sure. I think, you know, it's another activity.
What was the league we had around here? Paloma had a team, Flatville.
Well, it's the EI league EI that still goes.
Are they still going?
Yeah, yes, they do.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they have beer at their games.
Absolutely.
And that Paxton-Buckley game, if you go up to an EI game and get to a Paxton, they're fun.
They
get hundreds of people up there.
That's awesome.
Because it's just a good old time watching baseball. If you think you can get pros out there doing that, I would imagine Champaign-Urbana can support something like that.
Yeah, and I think it would be better if it was affiliated because let's just say, you know, so-and-so had to come down to for rehab for three games, you know.
That's a great point, David.
Just advertise it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, how nice would that be that Albert Pujols is coming off a DL and he's going to come down and play two or three games in Champaign to get ready?
Just to get his swing back.
Absolutely.
You know?
David, great call, buddy.
All right.
I'll talk to you. That poor guy, you know, he's watched me play fast pitch enough that he would watch this minor league and be like, wow, these guys are really good. Or is Lon really bad?
Yeah.
Let's try Randy and Hammond. Randy, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I think a good idea would be to get Ryan Spanberg down there to coach Cubs team.
There you go.
Well, he's busy with Philadelphia, isn't he?
Yeah, coaching the AAA, right?
I don't care.
Pay him enough. Hey, well, yeah, what do you think? Would Hammond, would you guys drive up and support a minor league team?
Oh, sure. I love baseball. And another thing, there's no good place to see a concert in Champaign. And if they made it to where they could have concerts and stuff outdoors right there, I think that'd be great. That'd push it over the edge, I think.
That's a great idea. Randy, thanks for the call, buddy.
You bet.
We appreciate it. Good stuff. I mean, and so far, I mean, it's just going well.
Yeah, everyone's saying yes. What do you think? But concerts, I agree. Assembly Hall, not the place to have a concert.
Totally,
if you
can
have an outdoor concert in the summer with a big band, I think it'd be perfect.
359-2255. It's the T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.